Coast 93.1. Good morning. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. What is a digital etiquette rule that everyone should follow? Like having to do with social media or texting or calling or whatever. Like, let's say someone sends you a meme that you've already seen or a clip from, I don't know, SNL or the Grammys or whatever. Something that you've already seen.
A Martha Stewart post, yeah.
Sure. If someone sends it to you and you've already seen it, do you say, ha-ha, anyway? Or do you say, oh, I saw that?
No, I say, ha-ha, anyway.
I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I do both. I just say, ha-ha, saw that one. Or
right.
That's
one,
okay.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a friend of mine, I'll be like, oh, I know. But if it's someone I don't know and they're sending it to me, yeah.
Like, I feel bad saying, I already saw that, because it kind of shuts them down.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, yeah.
FaceTiming. Do you FaceTime someone out of the blue, or do you text to see if you can FaceTime?
I don't ever FaceTime.
I don't FaceTime.
Yeah.
I hate FaceTime.
We'll FaceTime Kelly sometimes just to hear the hang-up sound.
Yeah, no thank you. I hate it. And I know you're just messing with me. I'm like, nope. And then I'll text them both back. Leave me alone.
You're right.
I don't want to see
your exactly
ugly
how
faces.
It goes.
The only time I FaceTime is when I've had a couple too many drinks. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's there Blake it is.
Hello?
No. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
That's a no. It's a rejection.
Riley, my daughter, FaceTimes me all the time.
Yeah.
And I just text her, nope. What do you want?
The sound of rejection. let's see. What are some of the other digital etiquette rules? Oh, when you put someone on speakerphone, tell them.
Oh, I don't do that.
Okay.
I feel like they can tell.
They usually can.
Yeah.
So,
but there have been times that someone's been on speakerphone and said something they wouldn't have said if they knew they were on speakerphone, right?
It's the first thing, or if you're driving in a car and I answer the phone and I'm with other people, I'll say, oh, hi. Oh, just so you know, you're on. Everyone can hear you. You're in the car.
Right.
Yeah. You have to warn them.
Right. You're on speaker.
Or you're on speaker. I always tell them we're on speaker. The opposite drives me crazy when people answer speakerphone in public.
Oh.
It is so rude.
Okay. Mm. Is it just me, or is the sound of the phone speaker, whether it's someone talking or watching a video, an irritating sound?
Yeah. No, it's not just you.
Okay.
It's very irritating.
Because I've heard it in public, and I want to turn around and be like, can you turn that down?
Yeah.
It's like piercing.
I've been in restaurants, car dealerships, and they'll just talk as loud as, it's just so irritating.
Right. Yeah.
Do not do that in public.
You hang around in car dealerships?
No, but it would happen when I bought my car 2 years ago.
That was kind of random.
I just remember this guy. He was on a speakerphone for like 3 hours. You know, when you buy a car, you're in there forever.
Yeah.
There's this one guy who was on a speakerphone at least the entire time.
Was he talking about the car purchase?
No, he was just doing business on speaker for hours.
Oh, that's awful. Annoying.
And I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Goodbye. That's when you do that.
Goodbye.